For as long as elections have been held in calendar, the paper ballot was cast in person, at polling stations within the region. Times might be changing, as council is considering adopting a mail-in ballot for the 2022 municipal election. The idea remains in the preliminary stage, with council directing staff to create an in-depth report on the option, which will then return for council's consideration. If mail-in ballots are adopted, the town will still operate a voting station on the day of the election. However, there will be no advance polls. The mail-in ballot will do away with those. Calendar's municipal clerk, Elaine Gunnell, provided a report to council in preparation for their August 17 meeting. She noted that mail-in voting is generally considered a cost-effective method for conducting an election in a municipality the size of Calendar. Eliminating advance polls, mailing voter notification cards, and hiring and training fewer election workers will save the municipality money, her report outlines. See. Sundridge discards traditional ballot voting for vote-by-mail method. Moreover, the argument can be made that mail-in ballots provide more convenience for electors and greatly improves accessibility. Even though care is taken to meet accessibility requirements at voting places, Gunnell explained, persons with various kinds of disabilities may find it easier to mail in their ballot. According to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs, alternate voting methods, such as mail-in ballots, help to improve voter turnout. In Calendar's 2018 election, voter turnout was a hair over 30%, so any help would be appreciated. COVID concerns will also factor into their decision on whether to adopt mail-in voting, as uncertainty remains, and gathering restrictions over the past year and a half highlighted the need to be prepared for the unexpected. Internet voting is not on the table, as mail-in is a more suitable alternative for Calendar, as it eliminates connectivity issues, particularly in the rural areas, whereas Canada Post reaches all residents. C. Magnetawan may switch to full electronic voting after 2020 election. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.